All right, well, let's check in on what's happening in Houston, because just outside of Houston, neighbors of the Arkema chemical plant are being allowed to come home. Authorities ended their evacuation orders after waters from Harvey resulted in a chemical fire and a small explosion at the plant. Meanwhile, some residents elsewhere in southeast Texas are also beginning to make their way home. Houston's mayor says the nation's fourth largest city is now, quote, open for business. But recovery is expected to be long, with floodwaters remaining in many homes and with concerns lingering over significant environmental issues, such as the lack of safe drinking water. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Houston. Hi there, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. So we understand that you're in the western part of Houston now. What is the scene like? What have you been seeing?
Where I'm at right now, it's just devastating. And the saddest part of this is that most of these people in the neighborhood that I'm in on the West End survived the storm. They did fine. They were fine during the storm. It wasn't until Wednesday, when they had to start releasing the reservoirs out here, that their neighborhood flooded. And it is just devastating. You can't get into this neighborhood, for the streets are rivers. It's just this brown, mucky, fetid, I wish I could describe the smell better, it's just nasty water. But I'm standing in front of one home right now where they were flooded. It was about ankle deep throughout the entire house. You can still see mud inside. And now the waters are receding a little bit, and they're trying to just salvage whatever they can. We've seen people in this neighborhood come up with boats, little rafts. I shouldn't say boat. That makes it sound too ominous. It was just a little raft where they're trying to come in and get as far as they can to their house because they just want to salvage some things.
I see. So people doing their best to save what they can. But I guess, Carrie, that makes me wonder, since folks aren't returning home to stay necessarily, do we know where they're finding shelter?
Well, let me just explain. Where I am right now is a pretty affluent neighborhood, the area that's hit. And so people have just a strong support system. I was talking to the producer here, Art Silverman, spent a lot of time in New Orleans East after Katrina, and just said people didn't have this kind of support system. So people are staying with relatives. They're staying with family members in unaffected areas. We've seen trucks and high clearance trucks go by with boats being carted on the back of them so that they could get in. This woman's walking down the street right now with two inner tubes that she's going to try and wade down to her house. So people have support here. The people that don't have support, that were thrown from their homes, are in the larger shelters. The Red Cross has a huge shelter in the downtown area with thousands of people still in it.
I see. And residents that you've spoken with, you know, how are their spirits? How are they feeling right now?
It depends where you are in the city, and it depends what kind of support system you have and who's come in and helped. I don't know if you could hear right now, there's a high clearance vehicle just wading through this water right now, coming right by. But the woman that I spoke to right now, she just had tons of friends that have come to help her remove everything from her home. I just watched, she said anything that has material, like all these stuffed animals of her daughter she was taking out, and she had to put them in garbage bags and throw it away because of the fetid water and the mold contamination that everybody is fearing is coming next. There's about 40 to 50 large industrial side black garbage bags on her front lawn, just that they're hoping will get carted away. But people's spirits are good. She just said one thing's interesting. Tomorrow is the beginning of the work week.
Yeah.
And people need to go back to work. And she said she's really worried about not having support anymore to help her with this enormous task in front of her.
NPR's Carrie Kahn reporting from Houston. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.